Originally, I worked in the corporate world and I saw how stress affected people. I completely changed tracks on the spot. I went into studying massage therapy and nutrition. I rented a space down at Yonge and College. I was in Toronto. It was a great location, and started a practice. So about 10 years ago, I suffered a physical injury from overuse of my back. You know, massage therapists have about an 8-year burnout rate. I lasted a little longer. So that was a challenge now. How do I work as a coach to help people improve their lives when I'm, you know, physically limited? But what a great learning experience, because now I can understand from my client's perspective what it's like to live with chronic pain, how that can affect you. So it was a challenge, still continues to be a challenge, but connecting with the clients, it gets you through. Coaching has changed over the decades. Years ago, we would give somebody a plan. Here's your exercise plan. Here's your nutrition plan. And today we say, Joseph, what do you need? How many days can you go before you think you're going to need to talk to somebody and hit that reset button? You know, we support you. We listen to you. So that's my biggest advice. Listen and know that we can't change anybody, but we can walk alongside them. And we take the small steps together, and then you take those successes together. For example, at Curves, many years ago, the standard was we do a monthly wellness check-in, and they call it weigh and measure. You get weighed, and you do your measurements. Well, today, our monthly wellness coaching sessions could be anything. You might be talking to me about having trouble sleeping, or anxiety, or any number of things. We have women who come in and say, I don't care about the scale. I don't want to see the number, but I want to manage my pain. I've only owned the club since April. It's just been a few months. The number of people I've met that have scoliosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. So one woman was with us for 2 weeks. She went back to see her physiotherapist and he said, what are you doing different? And she said, I have a regular workout and a great coach at Curves. And he said, keep going. Like, her posture was better. Her pain was down. That's amazing, right? Lately with our members, when I'm coaching them, I've been comparing weight management and healthy living to a bank account. If I'm a bank manager and you come into me and say, I want to buy a house or I want a loan, and I say to you, how much money do you have saved? And you're like, I have no idea. It's like that with weight loss. How many calories a day are you eating? I have no idea. Okay, let's start there. And you gotta be disciplined. You gotta bring it back. Watch those calories. Just like if you wanted to save for something, you gotta be disciplined. You gotta put the pennies in the bank, you know. So that is why coaching is so organic today, because we understand that people operate differently. It's not a one size fits all, is it? You know, whether people have autoimmune disease, joint pain, weight gain, mental health challenges, every one of them has shown incredible strength. And it's been such a pleasure to walk that journey with them.